Welcome, Patreon supporters, to the After Hours show.
Yes, After Hours. All right, so I am going to somewhat attempt to explain the multiverse to Trent and how I view it. This is mostly based off of Loki that just came out. We've just finished season two, which is, I mean, as far as I know, they're done with it. They're not going to even, I don't think.
Season three.
Tom Hiddleston's going to come back as Loki. Maybe a quick thing in like Secret Wars or something. But I think the character is done, and I think it was a beautiful ending. I loved Loki so much. It was such a great show. It was very much, I think, even peak Marvel.
That's bold. That's a bold claim.
Yeah.
Those are fighting
The reason words. We're starting with explaining Loki and explaining it in the multiverse, and starting with that before we get into the rest of our series of all these Marvel movies that are just all over the place, is because I feel like it technically takes place before all of it. So it sets a groundwork for all these movies to intertwine into one story. So Loki, since it takes place outside of time, he technically is looking at here all the Marvel movies, all these Marvel stories. He's looking at these stories when he looks out that window and sees the multiverse, right?
Yeah.
So he's outside of time, therefore it's taking place before everything.
Can you explain to me how he can time skip then if he's outside of time? That's why I don't get
that. Came,
so is there time within
that
the time
came with his outside? Yeah, you get kind of complicated there with his story. I think that just comes with his powers. And
right, but
I think the TVA takes place in a place that has time.
Okay.
But it's in a place that you can leave to go to any place on any timeline.
Yeah.
Because it's not a part of the timelines that it sees.
But it kind of has its own timeline.
It has its own time taking place in there, just because they are humans. They are human characters. I mean, except for Loki. But they are human characters that, I mean, humans can't be outside of time, so they aren't all gods or anything. Like, so they have to be within a time to even exist, and that's why they have the TVA is, and I think it also can kind of connect with, like, I don't know. Never mind. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so I think with it being taking place before everything, I think they almost should have done both seasons of Loki before they did any other multiverse thing.
Yeah.
Because if you look at Loki, so I have all my movies right here, all my Marvel movies. If you look at Loki as being right here, right at the beginning, and you watch that before you watch any of these movies, you can see how by the end of season two of Loki that he made the multiverse. So I know that we got like season one of Loki. I think that was the first multiverse thing that we got, right?
When did No Way
Home? I think that was the very first.
Well, No Way Home came out after.
Okay. So
yeah. And the Multiverse of Madness came out
after. All these movies kind of came out in a different, order. Like we got Loki. We got Into the Spider-Verse. We got No Way Home, and we got Multiverse of Madness.
Right, and then technically,
right? So we got all these multiverse movies.
Yeah.
Yes, and What If. It definitely What If. So you get all these multiverse shows and movies.
Which but I have questions about that as well.
If you don't necessarily include Loki, and you put Loki at the very beginning, the multiverse existed from the beginning of all these Marvel movies, and they are all these different stories. So, if you think about Loki as like, oh, did Loki cause, like, the multiverse? Did Spider-Man cause the multiverse? Well, if you look at Spider-Man in these movies, and if you look at Doctor Strange, like, they talk about the multiverse like it exists. Even in Far From Home, I know that Quentin Beck wasn't actually from another universe, but he seemed to know that the multiverse existed. So how could the multiverse exist all the way back there and Far From Home?
Because he called that universe 616.
Yeah, which, so how could he how could he know that the multiverse existed all the way back there if one of these people caused it? No, Loki caused it way back here, like outside of time. So all these timelines at the end of Loki, you see them all existing, and so they have always existed in a sense. All these multiversal timelines existed. They have always technically existed if he's outside of time making these timelines. So then you get like No Way Home. Like we were all thinking like, oh, did he cause the multiverse to exist? No, the way they talked about it was that it already existed.
Yeah.
And he's just pulling these people from other universes. So they did all exist and they do all exist. So Howard the Duck's timeline exists, Blade's timeline exists, X-Men's timeline exists, Daredevil's timeline exists, all these different characters in these movies that from way back here, their timelines do exist because Loki takes place before all those and outside of time, and so he made the multiverse exist back there. And so it's as if it always existed. When you're watching all these movies, it's as if the multiverse was always a thing, and just you get to these movies like Into the Spider-Verse, No Way Home, Multiverse of Madness, where now they're starting to get into the multiverse. They're actually starting to put their foot into these different universes and actually see that different universes do exist. So does that all make sense?
Well, yeah, but I have a lot of questions.
Yeah.
Were you wanting to add more to that?
No.
Okay. Well, so in No Way Home, Doctor Strange has to fix the problem that Spider-Man caused, and not only was he pulling people from other universes, but he was breaking the multiverse. Like that ending scene, everything was about, like, they were all about to, like, all the villains, everyone that ever knew who Peter Parker was about to break into his universe, which would have, I don't know, like, I'm sure caused a lot of damage to the multiverse. Why is it that... Oh, WandaVision was the other one that dealt with multiverse. But she also was... So there seems to be a lot of ramifications of messing with the multiverse. And when I watched Loki Season 1, it seemed to me like they're saying... This is where it started, where everything started breaking through. People like the universe, I guess the multiverse started becoming a little more thin, you know, where people were able to break in and out. And that's why No Way Home happened. That's why WandaVision happened. WandaVision was also interesting because it seemed like she was also the one that broke the multiverse.
Are you thinking of Multiverse of Madness? Because she's in Multiverse of Madness.
WandaVision, though. But it started in WandaVision. She broke, because she brought her sons that she never actually had into her universe.
Oh, yeah. But
when she unleashed her power and became the Scarlet Witch, it, like, what from what they kind of were implying, she kind of broke the multiverse. It's been so long since I've seen it, but from what I can remember, she broke the multiverse, in a sense, or made it.
So I think that could also be explained in Loki. So like when the temporal loom was like having all these universes in it, or like when he exploded it and like all the universes were dying for a little bit, could be explained like that like that's when, like, because like there was a little time there where it was kind of crazy and these universes, they did exist, and there was multiverses that did exist that weren't dying yet, or that didn't get killed off, but were just dying in a bad state. So like that could be a time when those things were happening, when the multiverse was weak or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Okay, this is what I don't get.
Because like,
go ahead.
So like, because the way Loki puts like the way they filmed it, I guess I should say, is it's a bunch of different strings. It's just these strings that go in all kinds of directions, right?
It's spaghetti. And
so, yeah, so it's just reference. Spaghetti and... Oh, yeah, yeah.
Flash.
What was it from?
The Flash. Like,
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Batman.
Yeah.
Michael Keaton's Batman.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyways, so it's another like multiversal spaghetti. Mess of a movie. But anyways.
Yeah, so it's like... Exactly. It's like spaghetti, and all these universes are existing, and they're trying to go through the loom, and they are getting through the loom, and some are getting through the loom, some aren't, but they are still, so the ones that are surviving, because there were a lot of universes that were getting killed because of the loom, and that's mm-hmm. why they were trying to destroy the loom and stuff. So there was that short period of time when the multiverse was very weak, and some universes were dying, and probably some did die before he actually grabbed onto them all and made them survive through his powers. It could be that he was trying to... I mean, so like when he was doing that, there was a time when the multiverse was weak, and that could be that time when...
No Way Home and
whatnot. When
happened.
When all these things were happening, when, you know, across the Spider-Verse, into the Spider-Verse, No Way Home, Multiverse of Madness, when all these different universes were leaking through to each other, was when there was that, because you do see a time in Loki when the universes are very weak, and then by the end of Loki, you see that they are all very powerful, very strong, and so the universes are very much, they are very strong.
Mm-hmm.
But I also don't necessarily know that it even, like, maybe they weren't weak. Maybe there is ways to cross multiverses. Because you get America Chavez or whatever, right? No, that's not her name. America, that's the actress, America Chavez. Wait, no, that's America Ferrera.
Wait, what?
Maybe it is America Chavez. I don't know.
I think it is America Chavez.
I believe so. Yeah, okay. Well, so her.
Yeah.
Who has the power to jump multiverses.
From the universe that doesn't have fathers. Anyways.
Yeah. So you do have, like, people like that do have that power. So, and you think of Doctor Strange, who has powers, and... so he actually might have been able to have the power to bring creatures to that universe from other universes.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's very possible that some of these things that were happening were dealing with extremely powerful superheroes that could have the powers to maybe even weaken their universe. Like, because it's just Loki's powers that are controlling it. So Loki might be not be able to fully control it, and they might be able to weaken it just enough so that some people can cross through or whatever. I think that's very possible too.
So Loki at the end of season 2 is able to control the multiverse in such a way that it's less likely for people to jump over.
Yeah.
And so
about all these different universes that he's trying to hold on to, and it's just this tree of life that, you know, they're all just everywhere, he's still having to control all of it, and he might not be able to control all of it, and he's just doing the best he can, and then he has these super extremely powerful beings that are trying to
get
into other universes, and he might not be able to stop it.
The Kangs, is that what you're saying?
Oh, yeah, like Kangs or like Doctor Strange Scarlet Witch or...
Okay. So, going back, just the concept of the multiverse is still confusing to me as far as how Marvel's defined it, because from what I've seen is, I feel like there's two different definitions here. There's one where there's infinite amount of universes that are just like ours, but have various differences, various differences, but maybe I'm actually going to answer this by thinking through it, but different, how Loki seems to define it is that the reason that these universes are different is because people have made different choices
yeah. Online, so that's branched okay, off, so but I don't know if you've seen Everything Everywhere All at Once.
No, I've heard about it, and I've yeah.
Obviously, it's not Marvel, yeah. But they explain the multiverse very well, okay. And so I think that helps me kind of see how Marvel is explaining it, but they just might not be explaining it very well so that people understand it that way. But I think if you put into account Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, where you yeah. have literal animated pigs in one universe, and well, you have,
or you have Loki, live action
real people, yeah, yeah, and you have so in
that does
Everything Everywhere All yeah. at Once. Okay. The way they explain it is literally so like there's like a universe where people have hot dogs for fingers, like that's okay. one of the universes.
Oh, yeah, I've heard about
and
that.
The reason it's yeah. like that is because the all the way, I mean, you, they explain, you know, evolution, whatever, mm-hmm. but they say that, like, when we were evolving, we had that one ape chose an ape that had hot dog fingers instead of the ape with normal fingers, and so they evolved into that. So they, so okay. it can be, since it is spaghetti, you have this, you have it go, it's going both directions.
Yeah.
It's going all the way back to the beginning and to the end. And the multiverse is, you have every decision that every single person made all the way back from the very beginning of time, all the way up until where you are now. So you have these, a lot of them are evolution, like you, like spider pig, you know,
uh-huh.
you have this pig that's can talk and is a Spider-Man,
but
you know, okay. like it's because that universe, like, it evolved into that.
But that's not how...
And you have, like...
Oh, well, okay. I guess that kind of can make sense, because what's...
So, yeah, so, like, with Loki, that's what I'm saying, is, like, it's technically outside of time, so it's not happening right after Avengers.
Well, yeah,
it's
I
not
get
actually
that.
Happening then. It's happening way back here, so... I mean, it's happening outside of time, so it's technically... all the way in the beginning and all the way in the end.
So, like, the reason there can be an alligator Loki is because of the decision
yeah, so there's just a skip, process. A skip in evolution. Years. Yes. Okay. Yeah. So, like, okay. that's how they would explain it.
Okay. I guess it's starting to make a little bit of sense. My question is, do you actually think that Marvel has had a coherent plan? So, I don't know if you know this, but Marvel originally, when they started Phase 4, that. They were not planning on doing anything with anything significant with Kang post Loki. But when they saw Jonathan Majors is he who remains or his Kang or whatever,
mm-hmm.
They loved it so much. They're like, all right, let's have a storyboard session and let's plan out the next three phases focusing on Kang. Like there's been Marvel executives that have said this in interviews, as saying this is how Kang came to be and how you know our decision to go with the Kang dynasty and whatnot for the next Avengers movie was all because they saw Jonathan Majors and thought, oh, this guy's awesome, and now Jonathan Majors is going through this lawsuit, and now it's, from my point of view, it seems like they're like, well, let's maybe step away from Kang and let's do a different villain. They're like probably going to do Dr. Doom in Secret Wars as the main villain. But there's also rumors that that's always been the plan, but I don't believe that, that it's always been the plan.
So I don't know, but the way I see it is maybe Dr. Doom was the original plan.
Okay, yeah.
But then they liked Kang, and they're like, okay, let's go with Kang. And now they're in a position where, like, I think after Loki season 2, they have an amazing opportunity to let go of Kang and move on to some other
100%.
Villain. If they're gonna do that, like, I think they are safe to do that. And maybe they were letting out too much information of their plans and stuff, and that's why it kind of seems like a big old mess.
But like, if they do go with Kang, then they're just gonna have. I mean, then they're basically disregarding Loki. What happened in Loki season 2? Because even with like when they talked about 616, the 616 universe, and where they're basically talking about Ant-Man, Quantum Mania, whatever, and saying how he was Kang showed up as a threat, but Ant-Man took care of it. and they were kind of like throwing it aside, saying, yeah, this is this was an issue, but we took care of it, and now it's like Kang's no longer a problem. And so for them to go with Jonathan Majors and go with Kang, they're gonna have to go back on what they kind of set up in Loki, and because now Kang has to be the one that's able to, or Kang has to be able to go throughout the multiverse, and you know, you have the Council of Kings, you have, you know, Kang taking over the entire multiverse, which would mean Loki, I don't even understand, like, would Loki then no longer be in control of the multiverse, and so they have to go back on that, and then what are they going to do with Loki? Are they going to, you know, have him continue? And
yeah, I don't know.
I just don't know.
Maybe, like, because they would have, you are right, like, it wouldn't make much sense, because Loki is literally writing the story now, and
that's another question. So, like, I know, you know, a lot of people are saying that he's now Loki, God of Stories, which is a thing in the comic.
Yeah.
I listened to an interview of a guy who knows the comics really well, and he was saying that most likely it's not going to be God of Stories, because God of Stories was more of a way. Well, okay, now that I say this, I'm still just confused, because God of Stories in the comics was a way for them to kind of remove continuity issues and remove and fix plot holes and say, oh well, Loki will just rewrite the story and be in control. Which, I mean, they could do, but I don't think Marvel would do that. It seems like he's more of an anchor for the multiverse, and making sure everything stays in order. Not that he's, I don't think he's actually, I could be wrong,
writing the stories,
but he's actually like rewriting history.
No, he's for sure. Yeah, no, I agree. He's not like writing the stories. He is holding it together, because that was the whole point of Loki, is that these people needed free will. They didn't want to be controlled. So yes, you're right. He's not writing the stories, but he's holding it all together. So if Kang was to like destroy the multiverse or to try to take over the multiverse, I don't know if it was like he wanted to like literally like have control over the multiverse, like Loki, then yeah, he would have to like fight Loki or something, which they wouldn't do. But if it was just like they wanted to have a Kang in control of every different universe or something like that, then
this is their thing.
But I think they're just kind of done with it. I have a feeling they rewrote the ending of Loki.
Well, that's
a close big rumor. It off.
Apparently, they did.
I think there's some big changes with Loki. If this was their plan to have John the Majors continue on.
Yeah.
I think if that was their plan, they did a lot of rewriting, or maybe what happened, it was their plan the whole time, and they're just kind of done with Kang.
Yeah.
And they're going to move on with something else.
What's or funny?
It's just not going to be, it's not going to be like Kang overthrowing Loki or anything like that.
Yeah. What's funny is, and I mean, I'm going to bring up Star Wars a lot because I'm just a complete Star Wars nerd, but the same thing happened with The Mandalorian. There's been a lot of bad blood between Pedro Pascal and Jon Favreau. And so when you finish Mandalorian season 2, Grogu is off with Luke. Mando is going to now go and do his own thing. And it's setting up like probably a long period of time where they're going to be apart. And then you hear rumors that Pedro Pascal is not super excited about where the character Mando is going. He wants to show his face more or whatever. We don't know if any of that was true yet. We still have there's nothing confirmed, but there was a lot of disputing. And so it seems like Jon Favreau was like, okay, well, we need to figure this out with Pedro before we move on. And so let's go ahead and green light and rush the Book of Boba Fett show. Which, from what I've heard, is Book of Boba Fett was they did not spend very much time writing it. the production was quick. Tamara Morrison, I hope I said his name right. He was not happy with how things went. He was not happy how his character was handled. His character was handled horribly. I think Book of Boba Fett is pretty. It's not. I don't think it's as terrible as people say it is. But it, I mean, it's pretty bad. I think there's good aspects of it. I love Cad Bane. I like some of the things they did with Boba Fett, but most things I don't like that they did. Either way, and then you get to the fifth or sixth episode, and all of a sudden it's Mando season 3. Like that episode was, it literally seemed like it was like night and day, completely different from the rest of the show. And you get Mando, and then you find out that he's trying to find Grogu when he had just left Grogu. But now he's trying to find him and get back to him. And then you have this whole thing with the Darksaber and then him having to fight whatever Jon Favreau's character is. And then you meet Luke, and Luke's with Grogu. He's training Grogu. And then by the end of the show, Mando reunites with Grogu and leaves, and Grogu leaves Luke. And then now we set up season 3. In Boba Fett's show, they literally retconned the end of season 2 in another show that was not about the Mandalorian, and they did all this, everything that I think should have happened in season 3 of Mando. They did that in Boba Fett, and then they start off season 3, and as I would say, there was just no direction. They didn't, no idea what they were doing going forward, and the writing was terrible. It was all over the place, and I just think it was completely mishandled. And then you get to the end of Mando season 3, and then all of a sudden it's just Grogu and Mando off on their own. Mando's no longer with the Mandalorians. He's not gonna be ruler. The Darksaber's destroyed. Moff Gideon's dead. My clones. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyways, it was just a whole huge mess. But like, and I'm seeing the same thing with Marvel, it seems like, because now King or Jonathan Majors is having all these issues. So now they're like, okay, now we got to redirect. You set up at the end of season 1 of Loki, you set up He Who Remains and then Kang as the big villain. He's taken over the multiverse. He's taken over. He rewrote the TVA to where he's the one that founded it. He's now this huge impending threat. And then you get him in Quantumania. He dies at the hands of Ant-Man. Or maybe dies. You have the Council of Kings at the end, which sets up the Kang Dynasty. But then you get season 2 of Loki, and now everything, they literally start rewriting, or feel like going back and rewriting everything that they set up in season 1. And then they conclude it at the end of season 2. Like, it was just really confusing.
I think they did rewrite a lot of the ending of Loki. And I think as the show itself, if you look at Loki season 1 through Loki season 2, with who Kang was, it wasn't this big old thing that happened in Loki. Because I feel like, in Ant-Man. I feel like Ant-Man's Kang was so much different than what was going on in Loki, because it's just this one Kang, or technically two with Victor Timely or whatever. But it was such, with season 1 and season 2 of Loki, it seems like a plan they had this whole time, and it just seems like a perfectly written story that just was just like from beginning to end, mm-hmm. like just, it was completely planned out. But then you do have this other variable of Kang in Ant-Man and with the Kang Dynasty, and I think that was their setup to begin this whole thing with Kang in Kang Dynasty, the Avengers movie, and whatever is going to happen with all that and this big threat. Mm-hmm. And they, since that happened, they had, and with all the politics of Jonathan Majors, mm-hmm. they realize like, oh, we might not be able to go with this it might just be a failsafe. Like, Loki might be a failsafe while they figure things out. Probably. Like, they're just like, let's make Loki its own thing. Let's end Loki with, let's give him a good ending. They wrote that ending. That's over. That whole Loki series is over. And now let's go into, like, we'll just have to deal with, like, let's just pretend Ant-Man doesn't exist. Like, if that's what they're going to decide. Like, let's just pretend Ant-Man didn't, like, that whole thing didn't happen. Let's pretend he did kill him in the end or something like that. And then there is, the end credit scene of the Kang Dynasty. But I still feel like they're safe to go away from that character. Mm-hmm. And, there's going to be some, like, unfinished stuff, but, like... Yeah. It's because, like, I mean, you have so many end credit scenes that were just led to nothing. Like, things that were teased that nothing happened. I can't think of any right now, but I know they're there. I know they're out there. And so, like, maybe nothing happens with this character. You know, maybe they're just going to be done with Kang. They're going to change up Avengers Kang Dynasty. Mm-hmm. I mean, they clearly had plans to have Kang be the big bad.
Yeah.
But whether they changed Loki or not in the end, because I feel like it's possible they didn't. Like, what they did could have been the plan the whole time, because when they started making the Disney Plus shows, they said, you don't have to watch the Disney Plus shows to understand the movies. Like,
well, right. But that... I think it's the issue is you watch the shows and it just kind of, it gets confusing. It's like, okay, so what do we trust? Like, what should we be following? What is going to impact the movies? It's like, you have these stories. So are they non-consequential or do they have consequences for the whole overarching, Marvel universe?
Like, so I think, like, they are still the same characters and they are still connected. Yeah. And they do have consequences, and it's feel like
WandaVision set up Multiverse Madness, Miss Marvel set up the Marvels. But even though, like, they say you don't have to watch the Miss Marvel or WandaVision would be the other one because of Rambo or whatever her name is. But apparently, I just would have heard is in, like, the first, like, 5 minutes of the Marvels is them catching everyone up with what has happened in the TV shows. And so it's like, okay, so you don't need to watch TV shows, but hey, here's a quick recap so that you understand and get context for what the movie is. And
I know. I feel like they had a plan.
Yeah.
Things happened. They're just in this little bit of chaos where they're trying to figure things out.
Yeah.
And then they had movies that they've had planned for so long, like the Marvels, that... It's just completely bombing. They didn't know it was going to bomb, and so they're dealing with that.
Made $1 billion, so they wanted to capitalize off of that, thinking they could.
But yeah,
they didn't.
Yeah, yeah. So they have these issues with, like, okay, our whole future is now up in the air. We don't know what we're doing now because of this one guy that made a mistake. So it's like what could have happened with Iron Man is now happening. All the way over here.
Yeah.
And when everything was going right, now everything's going wrong. They don't know what to do. They thought they had a good plan. Turns out they don't have a good plan because their actor is gone, the one they were putting all their faith in. And these movies that they thought were gonna do good are doing terribly. The fans are just eating Marvel alive, and so they're trying to figure out what they want to do. I feel
no one's Loki, interested. Like there's one. How many Marvel movies came out this year? There was Black Panther this year. Wakanda Forever, or was that? No, that was last November, I think.
Yeah.
So we have the Marvels. I'm completely blanking. I know there's other MCU movies that came out this year. What was it?
Guardians of the Galaxy 3.
Oh, yeah, Guardians of the Galaxy 3, which did well, but that's because it was disconnected from the entire universe. Like, it was its own story. Yeah. It was concluding the trilogy, and it did really well in the box office. Not as well as the previous two movies, because there's some superhero fatigue. There's people that are just not interested in superhero movies right now because no one's telling good stories. You have The Flash over at DC, which I thought was okay. Like, it wasn't awful, but it didn't make any... It completely bombed. And then Blue Beetle, which I still don't understand why they chose to go with that. Apparently that's James Gunn's first DC movie in his new DC universe. It's like,
yeah, I know.
No one cares, and no one saw it. And now we have the next movie is Aquaman 2, which is also probably going to bomb. So there was just not much interest in superhero movies this year. And I think people are just so turned off from them. And I think it's going to take a lot for them to get their audience back, if they ever do.
Yeah. It was only Quantumania. Volume 3 and Marvels.
Wow.
So you can really see how that's why. And then the shows that came out.
Which one did not bomb?
Yeah.
It's Guardians of the Galaxy.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think they're realizing that this new story that they had planned is just not going well. I feel like Loki was kind of always disconnected from the rest of it.
Okay.
And it ended his story. They were going to do more with Jonathan Majors. Now they're probably not. And they feel like they have an opportunity now to not do it.
Yeah.
The one thing that I think they might have changed in Loki was adding that one line they say they got him taken care of in Earth 616, referring to Ant-Man.
Yeah.
I think that might have been the only thing that was added or changed. I feel like they always had that plan for Loki. And I think they do have an understanding of their multiverse and what it means. I think we're going to see a lot of what their plans are in Deadpool and in, of course, the two Avengers movies.
Deadpool's gonna be interesting. And they're gonna bring in the Fox characters. They're gonna bring in the X-Men.
Yeah.
And the theory is that it's gonna be Deadpool kills the X-Men universe, which is playing off of is playing off of the comic run where Deadpool literally kills the Marvel universe. Like he destroys the universe and kills everyone. And so what I keep saying, and I've heard other people say this, is instead of Deadpool kills the X-Men universe, it should be Deadpool kills the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and they start over with Deadpool. I think that's what they should do. I think they should end it all with Deadpool. It's the only movie that's coming out next year. We're going to have a clean slate after that. But I know they're not going to do that.
But. Yeah.
But if they want to get people interested.
I think we'll see... Because there is only one movie coming out.
Yeah.
I feel like the executives had a lot of time with the strike to really think about their future.
Yeah.
I mean, I know they weren't allowed to write or anything, but I'm sure they were still talking about it.
Yeah.
I'm sure they're going to make a plan next year with only one movie coming out. They don't have to do a ton of planning.
Well,
I think Loki was already Deadpool was already going to be something that was going to clear up a lot of questions with the multiverse, and they are going to either end the multiverse saga and kind of have a reset of like one timeline, or they're going to just have separate levels of just things, and like they're going to have movies in this universe, and they're not going to connect for a while until they can figure out something, because it's gotten at such a level where it's getting out of control.
Yep.
Like, I think what happened with the comics is you have so many comics, people can't keep up. You have so many TV shows now and so many movies and so many universes, so many studios with different movies, and people just can't keep up anymore. It's really not making sense.
Yeah.
And it's getting to a point where they can't control it anymore to make it make sense for everybody, because people aren't going to go watch every single show. People aren't going to go watch every movie. Like, our generation is getting older, and this younger generation is coming into Marvel, and they have all these movies and shows they have to watch to understand what's going on. And it's like, they just can't do that. So they're going to, they will eventually have to narrow it down to a few heroes.
Yeah.
Starting over, basically.
Funny. It sounds familiar. It's like, I guarantee you, after Secret Wars, or after they figure out how to start it all over, it's going to be back to Iron Man, back to Captain America, and the Hulk. Going to start from scratch and
maybe
do it all over.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see.
Well, they, I think they'll find a few heroes that they like.
And yeah, like Spider-Man, like Tom Holland Spider-Man, if he wants to do it, will probably, you know, be the one leading the Avengers for the next 20 years. Like, I mean, not 20 years, but like 10 years. And he'll be reading the next few phases. He'll be kind of the top dog.
They're also going to realize that a lot of these female superheroes aren't working.
We'll see.
Because they're not writing it right.
If the Marvels will help them see that.
But yeah.
Or if Marvels don't help them see that, then I don't think they'll ever see it or understand.
Yeah. So they're going to have to really they need to stop expanding so much and at such a fast pace.
Mm-hmm.
They need to really slow down.
Yeah.
Develop these characters, make these movies that people are interested in, stop connecting everything. Because, like, while, yeah, like, I enjoy, like, seeing, like, Tobey Maguire show up in a movie, like, but I loved Loki, and nobody showed up in that. It was an amazing story, and nobody showed up in that except for Loki. I loved Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, and nobody showed up in that. It was just the Guardians. Like, it was great. And that was a lot of superheroes, so you know they can do stories with a lot of heroes in one movie or three movies, and it be good without connecting it so heavily.
Right.
And they need to really realize that, and I think they are going to make a plan on that.
Hopefully. I'm pessimistic. Because I think I've realized it is really hard to get superhero movies right, and it's hard to be consistent. For some reason.
Yeah, for
because
sure.
You see, before the MCU, it's a mess. The Fox universe of X-Men, like, they got it right for a little bit, but even, like, the third X-Men's pretty bad. And then you have X-Men Origins, you have the new trilogy with First Class, which wasn't that bad, but when you get to Apocalypse, I think everything kind of falls apart, then Dark Phoenix is terrible. And then the X-Men eventually die. Like, that universe is dead. You know, they're gonna revive it with Deadpool, but bring into the MCU. Fantastic Four, first movie was okay, second movie not so great. The Spider-Man, even Spider-Man, like Spider-Man 1 and 2, some of my favorite superhero movies. But then the third one, it's like, okay. And then I would say go over to Batman, the Michael Keaton Batman. Michael Keaton did two Batman movies and then left. And Batman and Robin happened. Batman Forever happened. Batman Forever is okay, but Batman and Robin's awful. And so that universe, those die off. And then you have the Dark Knight. You know, and those, they have a full trilogy. Third one was the weakest of the three, but that's a great trilogy. But Christopher Nolan's not going to do any more Batmans, and that's fine. That's okay. It's probably good that he won't.
Well, so I think, like, they just have too many heroes that they're throwing in. Like, who cares about Ms. Marvel? You know, who cares about Monica Rambeau? Who even knows who they are? Like, they need to be making these heroes that people enjoy watching. Like, the Guardians. People have loved the Guardians. Just keep going with the Guardians. Yep. Continue a story with them. Continue a story. Like, people love Deadpool. Continue with Deadpool. Yeah, people love Spider-Man. Continue with Spider-Man. Why are you making all these movies with all these different heroes that nobody cares about? Right. And they don't even, like, nobody asked for She-Hulk. Nobody.
Right.
Nobody asked to see a twerking Hulk character. Nobody wanted that. They have to realize they need to really focus on what the audience wants and just capitalize on that and stop making such huge decisions with all these different things. Otherwise, they're just going to run Marvel right into the ground until it stops making money, and they're just going to stop making movies for a long time. Like, 20 years are going to go by, and they're going to be like, hey, let's make another Marvel movie. let's reboot Marvel, and then we'll just have a whole reset.
This was our this will be our uncut after hours show for Patreons. Well, it might be cut a little bit because we our internet connection's kind of rough. Yeah.
So,
but anyways,
Trevor, fix that up.
For the most part,
we're gonna reset. We'll restart right now. Trenton, well, not restart the whole thing. Trevor, erase all that. Trenton, go ahead and end this out.
Yep, so this was our mostly uncut after-hours show for our Patreon supporters. So thank you guys for supporting us, and look forward to next week where we'll be talking about Captain America, the First Avenger. So
sounds good.
This has been the Powell Bros. Guys. Movie Reviews. Thank you all for your support.
Yep.
See you later.
Thank you, guys. Bye.
Bye.